Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Let's get into these stock reviews, if we
yes.
can.
Run them.
You want to go over them?
Yeah, absolutely. I know we haven't done this in a while. Of course, we'll do charts in a couple of weeks, but I wanted to run through a few. So let's start with Meta. I know some of you be like, hey, I see you at Meta more. Does that mean I should invest? No plan has been put in place. No check has been cut. And even after they cut the check, if it's still not the right time to invest, I'm going to be real and be like, not yet. Meta, I wouldn't touch until 33. Tesla, I like at 109. Next ticker, SHIP, S-H-I-P. I would not touch, that is dead. I wouldn't even do that for a swing trade. Next one is ZIM, Z-I-M. Write this down, don't touch. Next ticker, GSL. GSL hit a high, it came up to like 28.51. It's probably gonna slide back down to like $3. I would not touch. Next ticker, PAAS. Not bad, not top 20. I will wait until like $7 for a swing trade. VFC is the next ticker. Write this down. VFC is dead. I'll wait to 14. Because not only is it important to know what to invest in, but most importantly, you should know what to stay away from. Next one, Cisco. I like Cisco. I probably won't touch it to $30.44. To be safe. Costco, love. It's too high to buy right now. You can write that I do like Costco a lot. Good investment. I will wait for like 354 before I get into it. Let's go to T. Rowe Price. Ticker is T-R-O-W. They've been sliding down all year, but if you look historically, they've done pretty well. I would like them at $45 if it drops there. Let's go to OGN. You guys can also put in chat which ones you want me to review at, and if it's a one that catches my eye, I'll look at it. OGN, I would not touch until $15.03. Spotify, if you need a bolstered user base that is fanatical, you can cut Market Mondays a check, and we can cut our audience in on a deal, and maybe we can broker something. Apple, you are on the line, as well as Caffeine, Paramount. What are we doing for 2023, please? Thank you. Thank you to my CAA family. Spotify will not touch until. $32. That's QQQ. Because let's be honest, if Google is really in the advertising business and they're getting attacked with better margin and better leadership, Spotify, wait till they tell you about them streaming farms they have going for these listens. I know everybody had their year review, but
it goes back to one of those points you made. What's going to be the return on your investment? And so you see a lot of these Spotify deals that are going out. They're not getting a return on that investment.
And also, if all these big artists are now selling 15,000 and 24,000 first week that are stars, either the streams were lying or the music industry were lying the last 15 years. How do you go from 80 on a bad week to now you're doing 14,000 is a local level number.
I saw Sweetie do 2,000, right? She did 2,000.
And Vlad said if she would have been on this platform, he would have. Market Crazy. Mondays and Early Legion Vlad, never.
Vlad a vulture, man.
How? Okay. I asked Joe this when I was on Joe's Patreon. If the only place you can go to is Vlad, maybe say Cheese, 85 and y'all, how is he a vulture if he's given a platform to more people than most media people in our space?
I can go into this in detail later in the show, but we can talk about it.
Course correct. See, I need some straighteners to get back on track. Next one, Brian Armstrong. Love him. Coinbase, I'm worried about. It's at $46. I would wait.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Transform your home in 1 weekend and get big savings on everything for your project at Menards. Menards carries the largest selection of Purdy painting tools you need to get your painting project started. From brushes, paint, roller covers, and even paint kits. Hurry in and save big money on Purdy painting supplies. Get everything you need for your painting project at Menards. Plus, check out Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bill, and I'm not being sensational. I'm not anti-crypto, but I am against those stocks like Sam Fried. I will wait till 649 for Coinbase. GBTC. If someone is connected to the Winklevi twins, can you have them reach out to come on the show? Because I think they'll be the greatest guest on the origins of a few companies and how crypto is going to do over the next year. GBTC, I will wait until to $4 flat before I will look to touch it. The Trade Desk ticker TTD, I like a lot. I will wait till like $38.49. And let's go to eBay and then Target. Round out on some good news. eBay, not bad, honestly. Not top 20. eBay at like $28.86. I like all these are long-term holds. And Target for the long term, I like at $91.53. And I know somebody said Walmart. I'll look at that. Walmart, I will load the boat on Walmart if it got to 118. But in the interim, if you need a shorter term price, $107.94 for Walmart. Walmart normally does great during a recession as well. And if I look at the chart, Walmart technically has not had a bad year since 2009 and 10. They've done incredibly well post-recession, great leadership, great cost basis, amazing in the retail space. And that is it.
What happened with Peter Tuckman and Josh Brown?
Peter Tuckman and didn't see eye to eye. Oh, but it was a little mix-up.
They said something to each other?
It wasn't. We want to talk on air because you know I love.
I'm reading the YouTube comments and I wasn't.
I think what happened to Josh on his show, Compound and Friends, he addressed him not being on Market Mondays Live, so I thought it would be a good pairing. Josh felt somewhat offended. Well, it wasn't like return on time. I don't want to say what Josh is in New York, but it is a trip to go down to Madison Square. He didn't think 15 minutes was enough. Which is something I do want to talk about, like in terms of length of format. We'll talk about that privately. But I think there were some signals crossed, and Josh wanted to make sure he didn't come off as a bad guy for not doing it because he was feeling like, yo, was I the bad guy to not show up? And I know everyone was saying, you know, and I appreciate everyone who came to Market Mondays Live and was like, yo, I wanted to get more information from you. You're going to get all that and more when we get the email list from Ticketmaster. If you ever seen what's going on with Taylor Swift, Ticketmaster is not the swiftest, no pun intended, on getting certain information out to you on the business side. But when you have a guest like Don Peebles, who was given a real blueprint in real time, you have to give them more time. Like Don was going crazy. But there was just a little mix up on format, who was going to do what, who was going to talk. But definitely for the next Market Monday Live, I want to do like 90-minute segments for people like Peter and Josh and Don if they are of that.
I just got it because they
said your name.
They said Rashad didn't call. That's interesting. I actually spoke to Josh Brown 4 times.
Oh, well, you're saying, well, yeah, he did say you didn't call him back for 3 days.
I have no idea what he's talking about. I don't know.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. A mic drop. Bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.